This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. This year's planting conditions have been better for some farmers than others. Soils in the eastern half of North Dakota have remained wet, presenting their fair share of planting challenges. For many farmers at this point, prevent plant acres are becoming a reality. Here's Maverick Ag owner and agronomy consultant Mark Rorick.
It's just muddy underneath the surface and soft and very challenging. So its progress has been slow. There's been vertical tillage tools and hasn't been any thus far fire, those kind of things, but even vertical tillage tools getting out there and just stirring up mud and making clods, and it's a less than what you want of a seed bed.
In the Leeds, North Dakota area, farmer Brian Engstrom has been able to make some progress, but not as much as he'd like.
We don't have much corn seeded this year. We switched to wheat and dry edible beans. That's probably the total of what we're going to seed. We'll have quite a few prevent plant acres. About 8 days ago, we had 2 inches of rain in most of our farm, so we just started seeding on dry ground between the sloughs.
There's still a window of opportunity to get dry edible beans planted for Hope, North Dakota farmer Josh Irie.
Things are getting a little bit drier, but we're still plenty wet. I think you're going to see anywhere from 25 to 35% prevent plant in our area. Barring any more moisture above and beyond where we're at right now, that number could grow as high as 50%, I think.
And that's been the dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network.